And the doctors won't tell you that stuff, that they can grow with the hormones and they can cause all sorts of problems, miscarriages. You won't be able to go to the bathroom, horrible, horrible things, and you won't even know what's going on until you have to have a massive surgery.
Welcome to the Secret Life Podcast. Tell me your secret. I'll tell you mine. When I first started my recovery 11 years ago, I struggled through the textbook-like material on the subject. I wanted to make the addiction and the recovery from it accessible and relatable to more people by telling it in an entertaining way. Well, I'm super excited to announce I've released my first book, Secret Life of a Hollywood Sex and Love Addict. If I can help just one person find a solution or at least realize they're not broken or alone, then writing this has been worth it. You can pick up the book exclusively at Amazon or signed copy at secretlifenovel.com. And the best way to support our podcast is to subscribe and share. If you haven't left a review or rating on Apple Podcasts yet, please do. It'll help more people find our show. And if you want to be a guest, shoot me a note at secretlifepodcast@icloud.com. Enjoy the episode. Welcome to Secret Life Podcast. I'm Breanne Davis-Gant. Today, I'm pulling back the curtains of all kinds of human secrets. We'll hear about what people are hiding from themselves or others. You know those deep, dark secrets you probably want to take to your grave? Or those lighter, funnier secrets that are just plain embarrassing? Really? How, what, when, where, and why of it all? Today, my guest is Kamala. Now, Kamala, I have a question for you.
Okay.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun.
What is your secret?
Well, this is actually kind of a universal secret within Ooh. The sisterhood of women.
Oh my God, I'm so intrigued. What is it?
Well, I had a very large fibroid that I had to get surgically removed. And as it happens, so do a lot of other women, but we just don't talk about it.
Right? Oh my, me too, because when you said you were getting it done, you posted something and I reached out to you.
Yes.
And said, me too. It was the worst ever.
Yes. And no one talks about it. It's mind-blowing to me.
Yeah.
I mean, my own mom had to have the same surgery. She had to have a hysterectomy because her fibroid was so big. And I didn't even know that until I had to have my surgery. She's like, oh yeah, I had that too. I'm like, what? Why didn't you tell me?
When did she have her surgery?
You know, I don't know. It was like 25 years ago.
Right.
So
it was after you. You remember her having surgery and she still didn't talk about it.
Yeah, I remember her having, I just knew she had a hysterectomy and she didn't tell me why. And then all of this time in between this 25 years, she could have just, I don't know, told me that she, you know, because we're all at risk and we have no idea.
Yeah, they don't. And that's what happened. I had a miscarriage because of a fibroid. It got so, when I got pregnant, my fibroid, which the doctor did tell me, she was like, oh, you have like a little fibroid. It's not a big deal. But what happens is you get pregnant and those hormones make the fibroid like expand and take over. So it then caused the miscarriage while I was on set shooting, by the way, which was a nightmare.
Oh, no.
On location, away from my husband.
Shooting. Oh, my God.
Yeah,
oh
it was gosh. Horrible. But when did you find out you had a fibroid?
Well, I had to go to the emergency room twice because I couldn't pee.
Whoa. And it was,
oh yeah, it was, I didn't know what was wrong with me. And this was right after COVID lockdown happened.
Oh my God.
So I was like,
I mean, ever.
The worst, because I'm like, I don't want to go to the emergency room because also I don't want COVID. This is when like, this is in 2020, like right when all the lockdown stuff happened. And
like
I was
March?
Just,
March of 2020? Yeah,
I think it was either March or April. I can't remember. Or like the beginning of April, I think.
Okay. Yeah.
And then, so it was like the worst timing. And so I was trying not to go, but so anyway, I had to drive to, my boyfriend had to drive me to the emergency room, and I had no idea what was wrong with me. And then they told me it was, they gave me like a catheter. Mm-hmm. So I had to pee in a bag, which was very glamorous. Yeah.
So, good times.
And then they told me I had a bladder infection, which I've had a bladder infection before, and this was very, very different. And then, and then I had to go to a urologist, and then he told me something else. And then they basically gave me antibiotics and said it would go away. I'm like, okay.
So it was like an infection or something, and it was like making you not pee. All right.
Right. And then, So I took antibiotics, which I also hate doing because it just strips your stomach and it's not good for you. Then, a few months later, like 4 months later, it happened again, and it was like 3 a.m. and I had to go back to the emergency room, and they still misdiagnosed me and said, oh, you must have another bladder infection. I was like, this cannot be right.
Yeah.
So I finally like went to, like the best, like the UCLA hospital, and had an MRI. And then that's when they found it was the size of a almost a cantaloupe, like a very large grapefruit, almost a cantaloupe size fibroid. And I had no idea. And it was blocking my entire bladder. It was blocking everything. It was like taking over my stomach. I was like, yeah, no idea.
Was it embedded in the line? Like you're embedded on the side? Or how do you know that?
It was on my uterus, but it was mm-hmm. so big that it was, it had fused to my abdominal muscles. Yeah. So
they gave me painful to remove.
Yes. And so they gave me a couple of options about the what kind of surgery. They did give me an option of a hysterectomy, and I was like, I'm not old enough for that.
I would probably opt out of the hysterectomy, especially at your age too, right?
Yeah. And you know, my mom had done that early because that was, you know, what they had advised her.
Then, right.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. And she had all sorts of problems because of it, and it was premature. And so, but what baffles me mostly is that nobody talks about it until it, like, that's what I don't understand. Like, why are we all keeping it a secret?
Well, because there's something, lucky yours got caught before you have a child. I don't know if you want to, but that's mm-hmm. devastating to know that it could have been prevented. And mm-hmm. that was the reason why I couldn't carry but they saw it and they still didn't say, you know, this can happen. This can happen. It can expand with hormones and all that.
Right.
And it's like, why are we keeping our female bodies a secret? Why do doctors do that? And then why don't we as all women be like, I went through this, my period is bad, I'm in uncomfortable pain, all that stuff that we don't talk about.
Yeah, it's almost like we're shamed into something.
Yeah.
It's like, why?
First of all, it's our bodies. We should fucking know what's going on with that.
Exactly. We should exactly know. And why isn't there like a separate class, even in high school, about we should be separated men and women so we can discuss certain things if there's any shamefulness in it. You know, like we should be learning about this. I should have learned about this in high school. I had no idea until I'm in my 40s, about any of this. And not to mention that my mom had the same exact surgery. So why didn't she at least tell me? And then I find out that, you know, you and like five other of my friends have had the same surgery. It's crazy. And no one talks about it.
No, and I didn't. I haven't talked about it. So I'm just as guilty because mine was 5 years ago and it was the size of a chicken cutlet and it was the most painful surgery ever. And to heal, it was worse than having a baby. It was worse than having a C-section for a baby. That surgery that you have to do, how, cause you just had it, right?
Yes. I had it in January 15th.
So what? That's like 6 months.
Mm-hmm. And I still am like my scar, it was so big that they had to take it out in pieces, and they had to, it was because it was fused to my abdomen. They had to kind of like, well, they had to cut it off the side of my stomach. I mean, like off my abdomen muscles, yeah. But they had to yank my uterus up very violently and to get like a hold of it. Then I lost a lot of blood. Like it's a very, very serious surgery.
It is. Nobody talks about that too, because when I had it done, no one said that the recovery process is brutal. Like you're not going to be able to feel your stomach at all. Like I did not. It's numb. It's completely numb. No one tells you that. And that your scars like can bump up and then hurt during when you ovulate. I don't know if that's happened to you, but it's so uncomfortable.
Well, no, the person who told me about this is you.
Your doctor didn't even tell you. I'm telling
you. No, my doctor didn't even, I'm talking about like, I went to UCLA, the best. They still didn't tell me how much pain I would be in afterwards.
Yes.
They didn't want to give me any pain medication. And, you know, I had to like fight for that, because I understand that there's an addiction with that and stuff, but I don't even like pain medication. I've taken it one time and then I threw it away. I'm not a pain medication person. I don't like it. It doesn't like, I don't understand it, but that's, you know, that's my thing, but they still wouldn't give me anything.
I get it. I literally hate pain medicine. It makes me feel out of control and like something's controlling me. So I get you, but you need it.
I had to tell them, I need this because I was cut open. So either I have to go to Mexico and get some, or you just give
me some. You're going to hobble to Mexico because you can't even walk. You can't walk around without hunched over. That's what I remember, like walking and hunching over.
Oh, walking, forget about. I had to. So, you know, one of those, this is so embarrassing, but since this is like exposing secrets, I'm going to say.
Yes, do it.
Number one, like my boyfriend got me one of those, you know, those, I mean, they're usually for older people.
It's okay.
They're like those big booster seats for toilets.
Oh yeah. Like the donut-y boostery thing.
They're like a huge, yes. They're a huge booster seats for like old people.
Yes,
basically.
Yes. Yes.
So my boyfriend got me one of those, cause you can't bend down. Like you can't do anything. So I got one of those. He put it on the toilet.
Well, because you're tall too. So you even have more, you have more ways to go than.
I know. And so I had that and I was like, oh man, there goes all the romance. But like, I was basically bedridden and I couldn't lift up off of the bed. I had to hold on to his neck and he had to lift me off of the bed and like basically carry me to the bathroom.
That's
and anytime
what,
I wanted
Mark
to go.
Had to do. It's I know. So, but here's the thing. Like we all have to have surgery. We all have hardships, but this is not talked about. This is not said, hey, this is how painful it's going to be. It could take a year or two to even heal. Like I felt like it took a good 2 years until I felt more connected to my body because it was like ripped open.
Yeah. And I'm still numb. I can't feel anything. I've just now been able to start working out again. And by working out, I mean going on walks.
Yeah.
Like I forget it about abdomen muscles. And, you know, another thing that they didn't tell me either is like after a surgery like this, not only am I numb, but I have to massage my scars. No, nobody told me any of that. Yeah. I had to like have a conversation with a physical therapist and she's like, you need to go to a pelvic floor physical therapist. I'm like, what is even that? Like,
they didn't tell me that. I didn't get that information. See, that's so fucking frustrating that because you even, when I told you I had it, you asked me, you're like, when am I going to feel better? And I'm like, girl, you ain't going to feel better for a long time.
Like, they didn't tell me that. What? You told me that.
I know, but I didn't get a pelvic floor person to help me. That pisses me off.
Yes. And it should. All of this, like we should.
So why are the doctors keeping these secrets?
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
I don't know. I really don't know. And then after my surgery, the doctor was like, well, I was like, am I supposed to be in this much pain? Mm-hmm. And they're like, because I was like, my sister had a C-section when she had a baby and it was like, not like this.
No.
And then the doctor was like, yeah, we probably should have told you that it was more painful. You know, we should have. I'm like, yeah. You should have.
Yeah. Just because mentally prepare yourself. It doesn't, they act like it's no big deal. You're just going to go in there. And then you realize once it's done, you literally cannot move. And it is mm-hmm. more painful than a C-section. I've had a C-section and I've had this, and this was 10 times harder to heal from than the C-section.
Right. And nobody talks about that either. or just that you're just plainly that you're at risk of this. 72% of women or something have fibroids. And if you have this many, and then also it is fed by hormones, mm-hmm. hormones feeds it, and it can get so big that, I mean, it can kill you. I mean, it's crazy to me that like, it's not talked about, it's not discussed. And even in your situation where, you know, you, they're like, oh, it's just a little one. But if you get pregnant, it does get fed by fibroids. They should have just removed it at the time, or at least told you.
That could happen if you get pregnant, if you take hormone, you know, pills for IVF, people have inflamed, you know, birth control. The hormones they put in the food is what I'm mm-hmm. thinking, because it's just getting so bad. And so many women now are saying, what the hell? Because they pump hormones in our food.
Oh, yes, they do. Oh, yes. And also it just, to me, it makes me think of this on like a greater scale of society. Like, to whom is it benefiting that we keep all of this medical information secret that can harm us or damage us, and why? I just find that very bizarre. It's almost like a conspiracy. Like, why is this all being kept secret? And it's not just between women, but between teachers, physicians, communities. Like, everything is being kept a secret. Why?
Yeah. And men too, because listen, my husband didn't know about fibroids. He didn't know. He lost a child just as much as I lost a child.
Yes.
This.
Yes.
And we were devastated. And I had to go to the hospital 4 times on location while shooting 6.
Oh my gosh.
Horrific. And you don't know until you go through it, but it makes you feel, I don't know about you, but kind of broken as a woman. Did you feel mm-hmm. that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, not only the vanity of having a scar down there, because usually women who have, like, I don't have children. So, usually when people have a C-section, there's a scar, but they don't care because they have a beautiful child. Well, I have one and I don't have, you know, it's like, I have this thing and I felt violated. Like somebody reached into my body and just stole something, which is kind of what happened, but it just made me feel violated. And even on the vanity side, regardless of that, but I just felt violated.
Felt the exact same way with that scar before I had my son. Like, I have this scar and I feel like completely violated, move stuff around. Everything felt mm-hmm. weird there. Mm-hmm. You're inside you. It felt, I don't know about you, but I'm very sensitive. And it felt like things were not connected properly in my stomach area. I don't know if you felt that, but I'm like, I can feel things are moving around weird.
Yes. And they were, or somebody went in there and fiddled around in your insides without your permission. Like, it's, something wasn't right. And it still doesn't feel right. I mean, I'm completely numb.
Yeah.
Which people, it's funny because my doctor did say, oh, sometimes, you know, the nerves don't connect and some people never get feeling back. Some people do, some, you know, whatever. But it wasn't like, she didn't make that big of a deal about it. Like she didn't really explain to me, like, the numbness down there feels very strange. It's almost like another person's stomach on top of mine.
Yes. It's you've been disconnected is what I
right.
thought. Yeah.
And they don't tell you that there's a little bit of trauma in that because it's like, then you don't feel connected to your own body, but even that doesn't really encapsulate what it feels like. It's like a violation. And then somebody else put their own stomach on yours. And you're like, whose stomach is this? It's just weird.
Well, I mean, let's get really detailed. I felt really disconnected from my women part, my vagina. Did you?
Oh, yeah.
Do you feel that? Because you just had it six months ago.
Yes. Yes. Well, number one, you're not allowed to have sex for months.
Yeah.
But regardless, you don't even want to because you feel just violated.
Yeah.
And, you know, it takes a minute to feel like you have to kind of like emotionally like repair something there that you don't know really. Well, I guess I just wasn't really told, you know, that I would feel violated, but yeah. I did. And to get back to that space, I don't know. It's again, it's like a big secret. Like no one talks about it. And it's very frustrating. And I haven't felt, I've just now been able to get like over it, but it's also, so there's also a disconnection with your partner. Like, you know, you feel like, I don't feel like myself and, you know, now I have a big scar and, you know, it just feels weird, you know, I don't know.
Well, I completely agree because I still told you on one side, on my, not my right side, my left side, there's still like a little bump. And like where the incision is, and it still mm-hmm. feels numb. Like it doesn't feel, it feels so uncomfortable sometimes, especially in a bathing suit and stuff where you're not like feeling mm-hmm. your like sexy self.
Right. And it feels very like, I don't know, just like I've had to go bathing suit shopping and like cover my scar, even though, cause I don't know, there's still some shame in it. And I don't know why.
I don't even either.
It's like either we're not told and that's where the shame is, or I have a scar there and I have no baby to show for it. So why do I have a scar there? Like, it just feels weird. It's like, I don't know. Or like I'm pretending that I should have had a baby and not, I don't know. It just feels strange.
Well, I think for me, when you just said that, what comes up for me is I feel like I should have already knew that it was going to be that way and that mm-hmm. not being informed makes me feel out of control. Then I go into shame. Like, you should have known as a woman, you should have known mm-hmm. your body. It's like I put that misinformation on me. Like I'm not stupid, but just don't know my body well. So it's like this right. cycle where I'm taking responsibility for what the doctor should be doing.
That's exactly right. And that is also interesting because it's like, how can you, it makes you feel, this is probably where the feeling is, the origin of the feeling is there's something inside your body that can grow that big and you have no idea.
Yeah.
That's what's probably the violation. It's like, how can my instincts not have told me, you know, that no, you're not just eating too much sourdough bread. Like there's something wrong with you.
Like something's growing inside. There's a huge fibroid growing inside of you.
Right. And you have no idea. That's yeah. what's weird. It's yeah. like all the meditating and all the yoga and something can come in there and grow and be that large, like almost as big as a cantaloupe. Like that's crazy.
Huge. Yeah.
How do I not know that's in there?
That's like three times the size as mine. I can't imagine how painful that was.
Yeah. It's, and I still didn't know.
Yeah.
Like what? I mean, it just doesn't, it feels like a violation of myself too. Like, how could I not know?
Well, my other question for you. I don't know if you're going to answer it. You don't have to if you don't want to, but are you wanting to have kids?
No, I don't think so. You know, I have a niece who I'm really extremely close with. She's actually in the other room visiting me, but, she's like, we have such a close bond and such an unbelievable primal bond, mm-hmm. That I don't feel that need to have a child because I have that love with her, like this strange, primal, unbreakable love. I've never been a person who's like, I'm going to get married and have kids. Like, I'm like, no, whatever happens either. In my life. Yeah. And so to me, it's like, if it feels right and that's my path, then I'll do that. But, you know,
I just wonder, did the doctor tell you that it might be hard to have children? Because that was told to me after it was already done. Did they say anything like that to you yet?
No.
Yeah, they said, so ding, 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 if you have a fibroid and you get it removed, they say it's harder to get pregnant because of your scar tissue internally.
No, didn't say a word about it.
Oh my God. What is up with these fucking society secrets? That's so annoying.
I don't know. And the other thing is too, like, I felt shame that I didn't, and yes, it's like an institutional secret, not only fibroids, but other things too.
Yeah.
Pregnancies, what you go through.
Miscarriages, endometriosis, IVF.
How common miscarriages are.
Oh, God,
like
yeah.
It's like nobody talks about it, and it's embarrassing for our sisterhood as women. Like, we should, why aren't we exchanging this information? Especially nowadays with like the currency that is social media and the, you know, we have the means and we don't do it. And it's baffling to me.
Well, it's like, starting to be said, you know, I do know that it's starting like the conversations about miscarriages, IVF, but I had endometriosis. I feel like as women, we've been held down for so long that now it's starting to bubble up, but I still don't hear people talk about fibroids. That I don't hear. So no. I'm so glad you came on and shared about it because you've been struggling with it. You know, yes. The repercussions of not knowing about this thing, because if they would have caught it or told you earlier, the surgery would have been so much easier than what occurred.
Yes. Or even my own mother telling me, hey, I had this, so obviously you might be at risk.
Yeah. Dang you, mom. Dang you,
mommy.
But her generation probably wasn't allowed to talk about it too, if you think about it.
Yeah. But it's just bizarre. Like, why doesn't it occur to us? Yeah.
Well, I'm so grateful that you spoke about it on your IG live or IG stories. And that then I reached out to you and said, hey girl, I've been through it. Let me know. And then we've opened this conversation because this is what needs to happen. These conversations need to be happening right now.
Yes. So other women can be warned.
And younger women, young girls that have no idea.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Exactly.
Well, I'm so grateful for you. Thank you for coming on and sharing this secret that you didn't even know you had, that, you know, society has this huge secret of women. So I'm just so grateful. Is there anything you want to tell somebody if they're about to go through it or might have a fibroid, any information you want to tell them?
I think people should get them removed. Yeah. And because they can grow. A couple of my friends have had them and the doctor was like, oh, you don't need to do anything. I disagree. I think you should get them removed because they can grow and you won't know what's happening to your body.
Yeah. And it might affect you like it did for me, which was devastating. It's like two devastating losses at once.
Right. And the doctors won't tell you that stuff, that they can grow with the hormones and they can cause all sorts of problems, miscarriages. You won't be able to go to the bathroom. Horrible, horrible things. And you won't even know what's going on until you have to have a massive surgery. So. Yeah.
All right. Yes. Well, I hope you heal good. I'm praying for you. And thank you so much for coming on. Seriously.
Thank you so much for having me and for doing this.
And if you want to be on the show, please email me at secretlifepodcast@icloud.com. Until next time. Thanks again for listening to the show. Please subscribe, rate, share, or send me a note at secretlifepodcast.com. And if you like to check out my book, head over to secretlifenovel.com or Amazon to pick up a copy for yourself or someone you love. Thanks again. See you soon.